Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Robert. My name is Lisa Taylor, and I'm calling you from Wiki Moderators Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
You are calling from whom?
Wiki Moderators. We are working on your Wikipedia
page.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And Henry Ross is your project manager.
That's correct.
Yes, I wanted to have a brief discussion with you regarding the project. Let me just go ahead and pull up your project really quickly, okay? So give me a moment, please. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being online, Robert. I got your account pulled up here. Let me tell you what I have, and then I'm going to hear from you, because I believe you have requested for a refund, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Okay. So, Robert, I see that we are already working on your draft back and forth, and the concern that we got from the Wikipedia admin is that the content, there is a lot of content that is not backed up with any credible references. So that's the reason why all of the content cannot go in the page all at once. So we were talking about having additional references or links to back up the content in order to increase the content on the page. So, yeah, you can go ahead.
Well, that is all correct. But when I signed up for this, I was told that it was going to cost me $500,
mm-hmm.
and that if they could not, if your group could not get an article through Wiki for that, then I could get my money back with, quote, no questions asked. So I could cancel for any reason with no questions asked. So I went into this with understandings and cost me $500. And next thing I knew, I was being told they were going to have to write numerous articles involving me, and costing, I think, something like additional $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I don't want to pay that much money, and so I want to stop this and get my money back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, I just go back to the emails I had with, I forget his name now.
Was it Justin?
Justin, that doesn't sound right.
Okay.
My name is Phil. But anyway, the emails I had with somebody when I signed up, they said I'd get my money back with no questions asked, and now I'm being asked a lot of questions.
Okay. All right. I get your concern, and I completely understand. You're absolutely right that you were committed a Wikipedia page, and that's how it's supposed to be. You know, we are supposed to deliver that to you. But I guess there is a slight miscommunication, and nobody explained to you the process clearly. So let me just go back, give you a little bit about.
Hang on, excuse me. No, there's no miscommunication. I realize this could be a long process, and I realize if I want to put photographs in there, it's going to cost me an extra $500, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was told that the basic article would be able to publish for $500, and if you couldn't do that, or if I was unhappy for any reason, this is all in writing, for any reason, I could get my money back with no questions asked. Again,
of course.
In writing.
Of course,
that's
of course.
That's all I'm asking for. And, you know, if you don't want to give me my money back, I don't think we ought to waste your time or my time anymore.
Robert, did I say anything like that indicated that I'm not going to refund you so far? Did I say
No, you didn't.
Or I won't?
No, you didn't. But
absolutely,
I'm being asked a lot of questions. I think this goes against the assertions or promises that were made to me when I signed up,
mm-hmm.
or when I agreed to go forward.
Of course, and I completely understand that. See, I am a third person who's talking to you for the first time. So, of course, there are a couple of things that I can get from the team that's working on your project. However, I need to hear your part of the story too. And that's the reason why I asked you what exactly is going on. And I apologize if that offended you in any manner. I'm not trying to, you know, make this a debate or make this difficult for you. Okay. Thank you so much for understanding, Robert. All right, so let me just really quickly explain. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. One more thing, refund, it's not a problem. I just want you to get the bigger picture so we are on the same page. When I mentioned that there's a miscommunication, I was implying that there is a miscommunication from our end. So let me just go back and explain that, clarify that for you, and then whatever you decide, we are going to move forward with that, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, first of all, Robert, you do understand that we are the mediators in the middle. And on one side, we have you, the client, and on the other hand, we have Wikipedia. Apparently, a mediator is always required to have a Wikipedia page. Otherwise, there are a lot of concerns, queries, and because Wikipedia is a very complex product and they have a very restricted and very conservative criteria which keeps updating and changing regularly. So for a layman like you and me, in order for us to have a Wikipedia page, we won't be able to do that on our own. Hence, we exist in the business. Now what happens is that once you come to us for a Wikipedia page, or once we approach you, we check for the primary evaluation. We do the primary evaluation, and we check whether or not you're eligible for the Wikipedia page. How is that done? There's just one question that is to be answered in this primary evaluation, whether you have the online presence or not. If you have the online presence, you are eligible for a Wikipedia page. If you don't, then that just ends the entire discussion, okay? So Wikipedia page will be out of question if there is no online presence whatsoever. Now, this primary evaluation is done by the mediator, in this case, us. Once we verify that, once we evaluate that and confirm the order, that is when your profile goes for the secondary evaluation to the Wikipedia admin itself, who's going to be assigned on your Wikipedia page, who will be authorized or who will have the power to put the page live. Okay. Now, in the secondary evaluation, what they do is that they evaluate your online presence. The first question was, which the primary evaluation consisted of, whether or not you have the online presence. Okay. Now, in the secondary evaluation, they evaluate the links. How strong are those links? How strong is your online presence? Now, in that situation, we get certain requirements from the Wikipedia admin. If they feel that anything is lacking whatsoever, or if there are weak links, they actually excuse me.
Hello?
I'm so sorry, Robert. I actually got a bad cough. Okay. So, as I was saying, once we did that, that's when we got the Wikipedia admin's requirement for your page. They're not denying that the page cannot go up. However, what they're saying is that in order to make your